Welcome to Ever Beyond. Broadcast through the Wolf Spirit Media Network. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yes, yes indeed. Welcome. It's the 26th of February. It's just 5 minutes past 11 o'clock p.m. here in the UK. It is 1500 PST, 1505 PST, and over where my guest is, and the lights going down on Massachusetts. It's where? What time is it for you?
Six.
It's 6 p.m. There it is. So my guest tonight, without very much further ado, except to say, great show, Nancy. Very, very interesting thoughts, and perhaps we'll be expanding a little bit on those themes. Perhaps spontaneously and unconsciously through the guest that I have on today, Sean Bond. Do you remember him? All right. So I hope you've got yourself strapped in, buckled up, and you've got a nice glass of water and a cup of tea on the other side. Sean, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
I'm great. Been dealing with a lot of interesting stuff today that like kind of all came into a synchronistic understanding of what's going on in all these different places at once. I woke up to feeling like I just got back from like a long trip, and I'm not sure if I came back from vacation or on vacation, but I've been looking into the different streams of time that have been intertwining with me, and the people that I'm working with have been experiencing the same stuff, and a lot of like the concept of getting huge amounts of upgrade and soul experience in a short amount of time that's then being fortressed as fast as they can do with their spiritual entourage and, you know, expanding into the reality. So, well, becoming aware of all these little presents that they've been given that also have a little bit of bleed over of a doorway that's a chess move from negative beings that want to limit us, and us bringing that into full awareness so that we can not have the problem anymore. And, you know, very that's the short answer. Like, it required a lot of understanding of like paradoxes and things that went on in our timeline and other past lives that were syncing up to now in resolution that was in like a weird service period in like SSP programs and mostly the future. I don't know how to explain it. How was your morning?
That was my morning. Well, yeah, as I said, I and my friend here, my lovely friend whose birthday it is, we've been cleaning my house and basically I've had a studio here for like 3 years. And I've not really had a chance since Dave died to really kind of take it apart. And so it's like I've been bolting bits on and it's kind of turned into this huge monster with wires everywhere. So today we've taken it all to pieces. And I was going to get one of those three, you know, those cool three screen things that people have got, you know, when they do the business, like, really cool things. Well, I bought one of those and I tried to assemble it, but the desk that I'm trying to screw it into just was too flimsy. So I've got to work on some more robust means of support of this thing. So anyway, that didn't work. That took all the time. And then I kind of hurriedly threw the system back together. Now I'm over the headache that it gave me, but here we are. So, so to me, it's like, as you say, you know, upgrades and, you know, obviously when you take something apart, there are memories. There's all memories. Oh yes, I remember when I had this plugged in and that didn't work. And you know, these experiments of, is this real? Does this work? Can this join to that? And no, it won't. You know, there's a lot of that. You know, how to get the perfect studio system working with all the right switches and everything like that. It's still something that's kind of chugging away in the back of my mind. It's like one of those things that never quite gets finished, I think. A bit like painting the fourth bridge. There's a famous bridge in Scotland that it takes as much time to paint it as it does for the paint to wear off. So they just have to keep painting it all the time. And there's probably a metaphor in that. So, what this has to do with spiritual consciousness, perhaps, I've been unwiring and rewiring today. So there we go. That's what I've been doing. So there's some kind of thing going on. Consciously.
We can go over that and like some of your upgrades that you've been getting, like huge amounts. It's fun that like I look at the keywords that you're bringing into wiring and bridging and and it all kind of interrelated to the things that you're doing. And you know, I feel like a broken record in ways describe this in a blanket term, multidimensional, but multi-realm, multidimensional, multi-facet of realities that you extend yourself into consciously, because you're expanding more of that technology than the normal suppressed people going around every day. So the bridges that you're creating, wiring systems, bridges as in to other versions of yourself, syncing up and doing commerce with you and exchanging light body wisdom to you in exchange for things that are advantageous that you've collected throughout your experience, which is more than your physical incarnation is allowed to know about, because there's a lot of secret missions that you do.
I know that's a bit that's the thing that I don't even, you know, I don't even have words to describe how I feel about that. If you see what I mean, and probably I shouldn't, but the idea of like discarding old things, getting rid of old ideas that didn't quite work, that is certainly a theme that we could, that is going on here. Every time I try to plug something in and it doesn't work, you know, I usually don't bother ripping the wire out. I just pull the plugs out because I haven't got the time to, you know, to tidy it up. And that's why it all builds up. So what I've done actually, you know, I had about, how much was it? About half an hour to assemble the studio. But, you know, it was about 6:30, you know, half an hour before Audrey's show. Nobody knew that I was doing this. I had no, it's because I didn't have any computers running. So I couldn't Skype anybody. I managed to put a system together that is the most, I mean, the basic system, and it's the system that I train people to put together. So this is what I put that together in half an hour. So just to say, people, if you're in a hurry, with four cables, two computers and a mixing board, we can produce a radio station. Obviously we'd have to install Ubuntu, but there you go. And we've got, you know, it's a perfectly perfect working system. It's working absolutely in the optimal range. So that's all good. So is there a kind of, there's a kind of metaphysical equivalent of that going on? Is that going on with everybody, or just with, I'm sure it's going on with everybody, because here we are, we're at a juncture, we're at an eclipse. There's downloadings going on because we got the sun, the moon and us.
Okay, I'll go on to that. Okay.
Okay, you just make
so
that right.
You give me a bunch of stuff. So with you've obviously understood this concept where like what is the technology? If it's not working properly, you can't access the computer. It becomes a paperweight, and it kind of same with the human body. Like it's just to its bare minimum function of just being able to walk around, survive, and continue the concepts trying to work on connecting the wires, like a World War II phone operating system where you're plugging the wire, the operators.
Oh yeah, yeah, very much like that. That was similar plugs, actually.
Yeah. So like a lot of people are doing that, especially as they're in uniting in like a uniting fashion with their soul collective and family in missions, themes, and objectives that need to be accomplished for the timeline in the positive aspect. Because a lot's going on, a lot of back doors are being closed, a lot of technology is being reactivated as the people have resolved certain situations. The next files are put on the desk for each being to do. A lot having to do with resolving paradoxes. Over time, we resolve paradoxes all the time. But some of them are really hard and take quite a bit of time, and they're like untangling a hairball. And they are booby trapped, so it's even worse. So you've been getting huge amounts of heart technology. So like in an example, if we were to see, I don't know if I explained this before, but you would have like a holographic interface that you could sync your third eye up with and see it in your mind, and then the etheric light adjusts itself to that. In baseline, it will be in a certain fashion, but you can shape shift this concept into multiple things that work for you, as well as other people have done with their belief system, because it is that advanced in technology that it will do that. It'll understand you, understand English, it'll read ideograms, thought forms, and lots of different other stuff. So in baseline, it starts with like a zero point of your heart technology, which is connected to so much different technologies, connected to energy reserves in your heart. You could be able to, you could learn how to become your own energy generator for multiple parts of your body, including organs and different types of energy that are all layered in body technology over each other, different spectrums, as we're an accumulation of essentially all these different spectrums of light, color, energy, as if it was all emanating from oneness. And has different kind of consciousness to it that we can program for ourself to embody, and like it's connecting the nervous systems of different energy formats that carry information backwards and forwards between different consciousness observers. Okay, anyway, I'm trailing off a little bit, but you've got in your heart a zero point that's connected to the zero point of fetus, back to your zero point of creation, immigration to this universe, immigration to this planet, this solar system, this galaxy, other versions of your higher self chains that you are in approval with through a filtering, auditing, managing process, so nothing bleeds over backwards and forwards like a negative thing. Of anything that like that version of you is going through in like drama, and where like they're holding up that roof of drama so that the other versions of self are able to do well, so that, you know, like the version of yourself in the galactic central sun that you're wishing to connect to and bridge. So you can see your heart as having lots of different technology to it. It's got, within the skin, the sacs of water, the blood that pumps it through, that goes through the entire body, and you program, and it has an omnidirectional field of all different spectrums of light and energy with a electromagnetic field that can be extended, expanded, contracted, and put to a certain ratio for optimum capacity of energy, as well as syncing up with that biophotonic emission from your body so that you're retaining all the energy you emit and storing it in like a bubble shell around you that can become programmable as a fortress and interactive network with your reality. So you're able to manifest more, do more, see more, perceive more, feel more, experience more, have the best life you could possibly imagine, get more energy. A lot of things want to steal your energy, JP.
telling me. But you know, I've always had this feeling that I've got, there's a vast amount of energy that I've got, but it's just kind of, it needs to be tapped in some particular way. It's, yep, like, you know, there's a great big tank there, but there ain't a tap, you know. So how does that work? It's about getting the right wires into the right plugs, isn't it? You know, I could have wall sockets that run me 240 volts, but I haven't got a plug to plug in, you know?
Right, right. And that, like, that's part of the operating systems you're setting up with your, the wiring system that connects the different parts of your body, organs, technology, other versions of yourself with higher perceptives that want to bring that into this experience so that you can ground that. And with the technology that comes along with the DNA, you know, skin technology, it's very advanced. Like, you can become your own telepathic broadcaster in psychic communication network radio station that reaches other versions of yourself and exposes, lies and, highlights truths, as well as, gets rid of limitations, because it's all about getting rid of limitations. Even if you were to get into a belief system that's more expanding, but still has a little bit of lies, as long as you're expanding, it's better than, like, limiting yourself even more. And then, like, using that technology of belief to your benefit to where you eventually get out of every mind prison that you can conceive or perceive, or anyone around you conceives.
Because this is, let's just translate this for everybody. The idea is that very much like Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking. You have to always go to a higher level of thinking. So if you're on an emotional level, you then use your mental body to get yourself out of the emotional problem. If you're on a mental problem, you take your personal soul interface, or your soul, to express the truth and illuminate the truth of what's going on in the mental illusory. And, you know, mental illusion is a lot rarer these days than emotional illusion. This is like belief systems and stuff like that, but it's something that will grow as humanity evolves as well, because we're using our minds more. I mean, at the moment they don't bother working on people's minds because, like, it's very limited, but you know, when you've got a fully functioning full spectrum seven ray brain going, you can think in seven different ways. So the idea of having an either or thought is just, it just doesn't happen anymore. Never happens, because it's, you can see that there's more than three. There's even multiple solutions to what people see as dilemma. What I see a dilemma is a different, I see a different perspective on a dilemma. It's between your soul and your personality.
Ooh.
Yeah?
I like, yeah. By the way, that reminded me of a lot of stuff, because, like, last time we talked, your higher self sent me a whole bunch of telepathic text messages, and, like, we exchanged a lot of upgrades. You gave me a whole, like, system of understanding that you brought back from a large percentage of your past lives, where you gained that and mastered that ray reading ability to the point where it kind of went past most understandings on this planet. So that helped me a lot. So thanks. Cause everyone expands into a different form of healing and awareness and consciousness. So it, like, whenever you're raising your density of consciousness and, trying to sync your dimensionality awareness with the awareness in this life, which isn't easy, let me just tell you that, because there's a lot of beings that would, as soon as you do that, you become aware of all these things, and it's really easy for you to help the game of unity go on, and the domination control has, like, lots of no time ways to try to limit beings. So it's like, you gotta really work for the extra mile to do that. But in density, that, like, completed a whole bunch of puzzles that, like, as other beings aren't just integrating one density at a time, some are integrating multiple at a time, and whatever, like, comes their path in integration at the now. And then there are all these secret little, avenues of how density operates, and it's like a puzzle. And so you're putting together all the puzzle and little aspects. So, like, the seven ray thing has so many different aspects in it for density increase. It's very, very powerful, and it's learning, everything that you learn. So, just saying that. So that made me forget a lot of the other stuff I was going to
say. It's because, you're saying that you're also getting telepathic messages from my other selves in other parallel dimensions right now. Wow, yeah. What a busy mind you have. You must have. So again, you've got multiple perspective. And I think really the best way we can, expand ourselves is to take on multiple perspectives, you know, get the understanding that there are many, many ways of looking at the same situation. It's not just left or right, red or blue.
Mm-hmm. Like a candy store pick, and like add to your experience.
It's a whole rainbow.
Yep. And then the technology with color, oh my god, barely anyone goes into it. Like, realities, it's very close to, like, tapping into, like, you know, the whole, Kabbalist idea of, like, if you can understand the reality around it, you can shape it better. And, like, it's like tapping a code into matter and be able to change it after you unlock the code kind of thing. And that goes along with the heart technology, because you can do a lot with that. Not just the heart itself, but syncing up with the entire body, but allowing that zero point of what you came out of in the first moments of creation, where you're a spark coming of, you know, your origin of spirit coming from the one consciousness of that's holding space for the universe. That also expands into other things, but I'm not going to talk about. And then it divides the cells, and then it makes the heart, and then expands the fetus in the body. So besides that zero point, which has many more things, and it's going to be coming, you're going to be able to unlock more things to that. Right now I'm helping you and your higher self establish the connection to the version of yourself in the galactic central sun, which will help you balance the density of awareness that's going to come to you in being able to more influence your timeline, and then local bubble realities going outward in different degrees of consciousness or interaction, because the reality around you also has a consciousness. It's like a dream weave of energy that overlays and like extends and connects everything. And there's a lot of different facets to it in a technology standpoint. And it has all bubbles within bubbles within bubbles, goes down micro to up to macro. And so you're going to be becoming more interactive with these and be able to influence your reality for the more extreme, to the point where you know the fluence in alignment with natural law code to be able to dance with the universe and understand the rules of the reality here that are so... I don't know the word to describe that. That's a hard word to describe. They're hard, but like stern, but also somewhat flexible to the beings that are clearance to work with that. And as you gain more clearance and are more initiated, you can help influence the reality around you that's going into the aggregate of consciousness, which is the reality we're all agreeing to that are interlaced with each other. So that like the realities that come in from just one reality bubble that affect all other ones, you're also interacting with those, psychic aikidoing the negative ones that are trying to influence, limit you. And all those ways, and being able to take the macrocosmic expression, because that goes up and up and up and up in beings that are stealing this ability and using it to negatively affect the population. And you being able to use that as a training course to being able to stand grounded through whatever harsh shit comes your way, whatever hurricane. And there's the term I heard from a music video that's like, heavy stones fear no weather.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I can imagine that being the rock. You know.
Yeah.
Fear no weather. Lovely. Very much like my house, actually. You know, I live in, everybody's been worried about, oh, Hurricane Doris, oh, Storm Doris. All right, well, that's like Sunday. I have those every week. 80 mile an hour winds. Anyway, wow. Okay, so.
Because that's what yourself is doing in the galactic central sun.
What's that? Being a rock.
Yeah, and then like holding that space for all other versions of yourself as they rise up to be able to hold up the mantle as well and make it easier and easier and easier and just effortless as like a momentum occurs in each one, a version of yourself. And that has a lot of layers to it because you're also, every time you're grounding yourself and making it so that you're like a beacon of light to every being around you as you're trading them the capacity from what you learned to be able to ground yourself and become that heavy stone and not be able to be ripped out of the reality and spreading peace throughout the universe and hushing the disunity that has no necessariness to it as much anymore, as opposed to any other teacher that we could have that is doing it better and is doing the things they were contracted to do that currently the dark side, that's also essentially like dark, light, and neutral, have been hijacked by something that's not the original expression that they were emanating and is abusing that to try to become God kind of concept. And it's abusing karma. They're abusing karma. And it's spreading that mentality and infecting all those expressions from their weak points and then going upwards. So we're combating that every time an anchorage comes in, it shines that light and it's easier for you and everyone around you. And, as they show more of their hand, because that's a good thing. If you make it faster, that's making it require them to show more of their hand. Every bit of their hand, we create a counter chess move for that makes it so they can't use that and abuse that strategy as much as they could before. There's a lot of strategies, especially the dark side will steal strategies from the light or whatever abilities they can and then reverse engineer them negatively. But once those become aware of, then they're exposed and, the bleed over, and the hijacking is fortress. So there's a lot going on, with that. And a lot of the indications on the dashboard of the body of the skin suit for every being that has like pinpoints of pain that go off for no reason or headaches or, you know, things in the reality they could just easily push off as like, oh, it's just something else, or like, oh, this is somehow normal. Might be a little indicator that could be trapped back to a version of yourself going through a similar process where their advanced multidimensional technology has been targeted as being very sought after, and then them needing to fortress it, reclaim any stolen energy from their timeline that was used as authorizing mimicking frequency to then go to that other version of yourself and steal it without their awareness, as if, oh, this is your energy, it approved it, kind of thing. So it's like reality bubble wars, or whatever you want to call it, is got lots of layers to it. So we can go into anything that you want to.
Reality really. Bubble wars, fabulous, fabulous idea. Well, wanting to make this show as useful for everybody as possible. I love the idea, of the verb you have, fortressing. Can you talk a little bit about how people can fortress their own, bits and pieces, as it were, you know, the process of fortressing?
Okay, so like whenever preventative care is a good idea, because The way I learned it is through getting the shit beat out of me, like, psychically, mentally, migraines, empathic abuse, to where you feel the negative energy like a heart attack. Anyway, that, forcing me to look into myself and find all the tools that the fear that happens when that kind of attack comes on you, where it's like a creeping, like if you were to look at a window glass pane and see like ice creeping up from all on the outside slowly, trying to get the person to forget everything around them that would empower them, forget their love, forget their power, and get them in a state where they're feeling what's going on. They don't know exactly what's going on. And so they're in a constant state of scanning themselves with very little action, to where less and less of their sovereignty, their free will is intact, to where it brings it down to their lowest point, where you can either use your sovereign free will or not use it, and then it's given to something else. And that's what they want to do in fear, to get you disconnected from the awareness of how much power you have. Like if you're ever in a state like that, it's the trigger words that get that memory flowing back again. Cause when you're in a state of fear, it's shut down the DNA. It's shutting down the higher mind, the creative thought. So you gotta like step your, you gotta climb that ladder back up. Cause it's a hard place to be in, and you can't just shift from one state of consciousness to another one. So you're getting out of that with trigger words. Remember things like these three things, like love, power, and oneness. So oneness, you're connected to the infinite. You're connected to the universe. You're connected to source. You're connected to your higher self. You're connected to your heart. You're connected to this technology that is limitless. And these beings that are attacking you against your free will, against natural law, are finite. They're limited beings that are stealing your energy to puff themselves up. Your power, you're a powerful being, except they're trying to make you believe you're weak or smaller than you really are. And they're very good at influencing that and then empowering that belief, and creeping in that thought behind a thought of doubt, which is a literal blockage. They'll put out these media frames in our culture that, like, paranormal activity, oh, a demon could snap your neck in a second. Almost bullshit. The reality rules around here keep that from progressing. I'm not saying that can't happen. That totally happen. And especially when the beings are empowered to that such a level, they can access certain things that can bring more fear state for more energy for them to siphon off. But the majority of the situations, they'll puff themselves up more than what they can actually do. So you can also realize that you're a multidimensional being that's infinite and is being kept in a state where it's limited from expanding to what its entire potential it can access as, because these beings are afraid of us, of what we'd do if we found out they were stealing all this energy from us, and they have in their predictive models that we wouldn't like it, which is pretty true. Then love. It's hard. It's hard to experience love when you're in a deep state of fear. Essentially, when you're bringing the technology of love, you want to realize you have a technology in your heart that's also synced up to your frontal lobe and a bunch of different organs and like what they can use as capacitors for energy and your electromagnetic field around your body. So it's all interactive with a technology that can be described as a love body technology that I describe it. And it can be limited to...
Oh, I love that. I love body. Because everybody talks about, oh, my pain body. Oh, my inner child. Oh, it's okay. I love body. Expand your love body. Oh, that sounds good, Sean. You've got some good ones.
They use that body. They limit it at all levels. people have been forced to expand their love body technology just to be able to keep up with what they've been doing because there are beings trying to limit them. Some people have it activated so it's generating energy at a tremendous rate. Whenever you feel that bliss expansion, love, joy, happiness, and cultivate that in your heart, like you're creating a spark in your heart, like you see it with your third eye projector, when you're like in a meditative thought, even if you're like in the fetal position in the shower getting attacked out of your mind, you can still do this. You can activate that source spark in your heart, that connection to your divinity, your higher self, and expand it outward like a light spark that's getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and you're flashing it like a supernova and getting it bigger. If you have geometry around your body, if it holds a geometry in etheric space, it can hold information and memory. You can use that for creating fortresses and filters around your body so that you can expand and make it harder and harder to access you. If it's still the attacks coming in, there might be something that is trying to entangle directly with your body technology, your light body, or spiritual technology. So you'll have to force it and disentangle it from your being by like pushing it out like a continuous burst from that spark in your heart. Like every beam of light you're bursting out is making any entanglements of negativity detach and are pushed away more and more. And you can expand that to your local bubbles of reality and confirm that this is your sacred space, your bubble of reality, your local bubble. And if anything tries to infringe on your reality, you have the natural law right to stand in your sovereign free will and force it out. If that takes a punch into whatever direction you're in tuning it's coming from, or a bark, a scream, a stare, some kind of psionic ability you can attach to that action, a drum beat, playing music, something that like brings into your free will and expands on it. So that goes into a whole bunch of other technology, but that's the gist of if you're getting extreme attack, you have the natural law without karma to take no shit from these beings.
That's right. Be nice, but take no shit. You see, people often think, you know, I'm soft and I'm pushover. I've just got a nice personality. That's all. But you know, we're working towards a grand reunification of a lot of things that have been fragmented in let's not say other times that, you know, time, there's a time thing in it, but somehow it's all to do with arriving at a point, and it's the point in space time, you know, no time, no, is it, what's happening to time, Sean? I know you're a time lord because you're called Sean Bond. You got to be a time lord. There is, people talk about the acceleration of time, and a lot of these things happen outside of time and space. Instantaneous quantum entanglements and things like that exist outside of time. So the universe contains a bubble in which we exist, which is time. Is that correct?
Yeah. And that has a lot of different layers to it. It has a perceivable energy type to it, that is... has octaves to it in like density levels, and closer interactiveness with source and approval rating, because time and the time awareness and the time manipulation abilities very sought after by the dark. So there's a quite a big filter for its activity and usage. In abuse. So using it for defense, and protection, and then realizing the mantle place if you're moving towards wanting to interact with it more, and realize that every ability you gain, you have to audit for all beings that are observing your ability and trying to reproduce it or steal your ability to use it and then reproduce it elsewhere for negative reasons and probably usually to suppress you in that ability to 1% as well as everyone around you. And then being able to do that, stand with that, as the heavy stone and push with it in the beneficial aspect of there's a, like a perfect equation to it because there's so many different beings that are in the concept of timeline protection such as time lords or time police or, there's like the core, the time core. Different names for different species, that are interacting with this planet as well as the galaxy universe and different levels, micro and macro of observing the reality, observing the timelines, not linearly, but being able to perceive them all at once. And, see all actions and what, causation effects they have later on and then counteracting, allowing free will to expand, but being able to limit free will in its ability to harm others' free will to the degree where it balances itself. There are negative time awareness group concepts that are constantly at war with each other to divesting energy from the negative groups. There's a lot going on with that. Though there a lot that I've been seeing paradoxes with if you were to see because like paradoxes can expand to not just encompass energy fields, the DNA, the individual, the collective of their entire branching tree of consciousness stream, their soul group, and expand to even past planets, stars, and solar systems, etc. Have you heard of the concepts of the timeline paradoxes? Like the, cause I know you worked with Andrew, like the four, the ones that before this one, where like the universe was uncreated multiple times?
I remember him telling me about the timeline wars, the timeline wars though, where, people would go back and unpick their opponent's timeline, therefore ceasing them to exist. So somebody did it to the whole universe. Somebody has to, doesn't they? You know, there's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, like a puppet that the puppet master that puppets the puppet masters and it goes all the way down. And even they have puppet masters, but they're all, especially at those levels, like, I am the master of myself. There's no one controlling me. Complete horseshit. If they can't eat, how can they have slaves if they don't own themselves? Anyway. Yeah.
So.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so, now, the whole
time... Somebody doesn't want me to talk about that, but...
Okay, well, you know,
to forget.
My guides were talking about, time and, membranes and, timelines that not are, that, you know, it's not a string, it's a membrane, it's like a surface. And that these surfaces are merging together. It's like we're all being, what's that thing, laminated. You know, you're a laminating machine where you put several pieces of paper and some plastic that goes around the top of it and it melts them all together and makes a single, it's how you make these identity cards and things like that. So all these timelines are becoming one timeline and we're all going through a kind of great big roller, it seems.
Yeah.
And if you're too fixed, if you're not flexible enough, then those rollers will crunch you or they'll at least lacerate you as the hard edges go through your soft bits.
the creases and the bumps, yeah. Yeah, it's like all crashing together and like seeing what, it's without like trying to cause too much drama, but at the same time, it's kind of inevitable, with things that want to stick to the old, limitations and, try to fight for their own limitations. What I've been seeing in more and more people that I've been activating in resolution, because apparently at this time there's more ability to do this in resolution, that people have essentially, the way I've been describing it as I look at it in people, everything that you've been able to do to fortress this self this lifetime, you also have something going on with your paradox of the internal self of your body, where it mimics every technology of your body, except it interacts with these four previous timelines that we existed on before the universe. On each one of those timelines were uncreated, and we're now on the fifth world for that. And it's really interesting looking at this, because people are getting attacked because of it. It's like physically manifesting in their reality. And when someone like me finds a resolution, or their higher self over time, because it just takes time for their higher self to resolve it, if they become aware of the problem in their skin suit, in awareness, in consciousness, they can take the driver's seat of the vehicle and make it go faster in resolution. For essentially, you can see four other versions of yourself, three that are more closer to this version of you in how they operate, but that have a lot of drama and like need fortressing in their existence, because there are chess moves by being there trying to bleed that over into this creation because they failed on that timeline, so they're trying to retake over this timeline. So as we fortress, filter, audit those linkages and balance them as their own standing, so it's kind of like, I wouldn't describe it as this at all, because there's a lot of different facets to it, because it can be all amalgamated into like one operating system body of paradoxes in your technology that you can look into of the shadow self and find resolutions for. Your higher self may be more equipped to handle these paradoxes, and I'd start with the small ones that are less booby trapped as you get better and better at disarming them, resolving them. You can go faster and faster and get be able to resolve more of the bleed overs in that in the body, and that affects the whole, really, because you can like then master how to release paradoxes. Woo. Not everyone is able to do that. I'm talking about you, JP, because you'd be able to do that more than others. But
all right, but I mean, basically, I'm like at the bleeding edge of it. You know, I'm the one who they give the toys to see if they break, right? And when they break, they improve them, you know, because that's what it's for. And you know, because if anything is flimsy, if the battery is slightly dodgy, it'll fail on me. Everything, you know, but if it's good, it'll work. You know, if it's well made, something will work for me. So good. I should really buy decent quality equipment, but I mean, you know, you have to work out what you get. What you're saying about me personally here is also, it's going to be more, popular, not popular, prevalent, what is that word? Yeah, everybody's gonna have it. It's like, I'm just like a crash test dummy. That's the one. Crash test dummy. Let's see if he'll hit his head on this one. Alright.
As they're able to take of the mantle place of responsibility, they can do more, and then more people will be able to do it, yes. The reason I'm bringing this as a resolution point, if you resolve this, essentially it leads a lot to helping this timeline change for the better. Everyone that's doing a resolutionary process for their paradoxes that are within themselves, it affects the timeline a whole great deal, because there are all these beings that have their systems based on these technology that they're siphoning off energy from you or your entire multidimensional self or those beings' entire multidimensional self to empower the systems. So as they resolve that, they fortress those timelines because they essentially uncreated the universe, and those consciousness timelines are versions of yourself as a paradox, and this is hard to explain, that a paradox is created when there are two versions of yourself that are made from one being that wasn't supposed to happen in two I am presences, and the old four are essentially in this time period would be also, besides connecting to that backwards in the past existence, connected to their void space existence of being uncreated from the universe and trying to find a resolution for that. And in that, because there are beings that were uncreated that are in that void space that are still being nefarious and scheming stuff to try to keep their thing going.
Wow, hang on a second. I almost have a complete joined up thought here. You were saying before that there were four universes before that were unpicked and unraveled, and it all failed. But does that mean that there is a continuity of my consciousness within this and the other four? So am I still connected to those other four unpicked universal versions of me?
Yeah, you're the remedy. Essentially,
I'm here to fix that. No pressure.
Same universe that had gone through a timeline that was then uncreated and then restarted multiple times. This is the fifth, and the fifth would be a resolution to taking all the best manifestations and strategies and equation for the resolution of what we have going on here and put it into this timeline. So we're fusing all those timelines in the best possible manifestation that we could do in influence for this timeline is essentially.
Result, so, okay.
It gets better and better and better, and it all comes to unity.
Perfect, Sean, because that's exactly what I wanted to do with my studio. I want to, you know, I've tried all these bits. I've worked 5 years with this, and I now know what works. And so I'm going to make it, and I've been having ideas about like little boxes that I need to build and switches and things. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it how it should be, taking the best of all the possible possibilities that I've explored. Taking it back to my daily experience today. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to go to, we're going to do some breathing, right? So this is, what I noticed, I took Jean-Michel Jarre, Oxygen, part four, the famous one, and I just resequenced it into 432 hertz, I didn't resequence it, so I repitched it, sorry, to get technical, and what I discovered is that as I, you know, loaded it up into the timeline, which gives me the time code and the length of this, it's actually 4 minutes and 32 seconds. So this is Jean-Michel Jarre, 432 hertz, 4 minutes and 32 seconds of breathing through your nose, starting now.
Welcome to Ever Beyond.
Yes, indeed, and welcome back, and turn that down, and welcome back to Ever Beyond in my roughly hewn studio here in the north of Scotland, and we're talking once again with Sean Bond from Massachusetts. I should have played some beat. Maybe I'll put some Bee Gees on later. Timeline wars, timelines, and So where we were, the bit that I got was that in these four decreated universes, all of our consciousness still exists and is pushing forward to pull all of our learnings that we've gathered, all of the wisdom that we've gathered, and bring them all into our beingnesses here in this universe so that we can all move forward as a collective a continuous consciousness. How about that? Continuous consciousness, so that when you dream, when you're awake and you're working, that you remember everything. You still know everything. You're still continually consciousness. Instead of, like we do right now, we swap from scene to scene.
Yeah. And then usually don't remember it.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the time we don't remember what happened in the other scene.
Like with the resolving process of like what we're doing here on this planet is so big in resolution. It's one of the biggest. And we're here, so we're learning from that process directly so that anytime the next time something tries to replicate something that's gone here, we're more prepared. We can do, if we can survive this, you know. So with the timeline stuff, so realizing the technology of timelines, that every object, every manifestation, every material object has its own timeline, has a zero point of creation. It came into existence. Every organ in your body, every skin in your cell, water in your body has a timeline and what it interacted with in the past and entanglements. Finding and tracking that back, getting rid of anything trying to penetrate it, fortressing it up, keeping negative beings that are stealing that technology bay, because if it's your body, you essentially have reins, and ownership. When I say ownership, it's essentially you're like the dust of the universe, so it's yours as you are the caretaker of its present reality. So as the caretaker, you take control, take the reins and protect it. And when you protect all your technology and every part of piece of yourself and it start extending outward to protect the other version of yourself that are less ill-equipped, and then negative beings are abusing that to use as a bleed over back doorway into you or other versions of you that are very powerful in the timeline. You can visualize that fortress and believe in the understanding that your higher self is listening to everything you are hearing and is helping along with that process, so you can give the agreement to go ahead with that fortressing and then expand it in your knowingness of how many layers to it. So the fortress of the self can be lots of different layers of what you want it to be. Usually most people this lifetime will already have set up concepts that are given to them in contracts from other lives, where they already have fortresses set up that help this lifetime. Some of those will have bleed overs or back doors, or also have been limited to 1% of their ability based on negative things limiting that, or expanded upon, or given with a signature of it will not infringe on your reality unless you approve it and allow it as a concept, and then you get really fortressed really fast. Elemental beings that want to work with you in your spiritual entourage, angelics, soul family, dragons, ancient off-world species, inner earth species, guides, guards, and sentinels. Versions of yourself is the best thing to start with. Helping that fortress. Earth, she's got a lot of wisdom with fortressing. The plants around you, the trees, all the consciousness layers can add their part and piece to that fortress and extend it.
Ooh, so
like yourself in the galactic central sun.
So this is basically the message that I was given is, you know, connect to Hunabku. What was fascinating is we went to a cafe yesterday, having looked at the symbol for Hunabku, which is a spiral of black and white. A black-white spiral that spirals out from the center, obviously, and into a cross-shaped form. But anyway, so there we were at the Capitol. I looked up and I said, look, there's some Hunab Ku pie, because it was exactly that, a spiral, a black, a sort of, it was raspberry and dark chocolate, but it was essentially black and white, spiraling out, looking exactly like that, the middle of that symbol. So, we enjoyed that very much. It was very tasty. Raspberry roulade, it was called. It looked just like the symbol for Hunab Ku. So, tell the people more about Hunab Ku and, I mean, it's the beginning. It's where everything expanded out from. It's like the Catherine wheel that we're the expulsive spark from.
When I read into the essence of Hunab Ku in indigenous wisdom, and then expand on what it is connected to when I tune into it, it's not just the galactic central sun. It is the eminence of oneness that fractalizes in all creation. Also the universe and the center of the universe and the multiversal helix and going upward and downward into the self and beyond. So it's a metaphor and has so many layers to it that could be probably much more well versed upon by an expert in that field. But I can go into more of, because you've been told to access more of that, to connect to it. So I'm going to look at what is impeding you at present from connecting to it, because you are at 99% connected with that. So I'm getting four blocks. Let me see. Three versions of yourself, two from the future, one from the past, needs some resolution. Let me see. If you don't mind, I'm going to go superficially into these so that nothing...
Please go ahead.
Yeah, because they're secret-ish. Okay, so the first one is a resolution in a very... all three of these are very highly targeted on the timeline versions of you. One is going back to the third fall of Atlantis with the integration with so many different fucking things that went on during that time, it's hard to list them all, including huge paradoxes, reality bombardment, timeline wars to the extreme, matrix systems being set up for domination control, layers upon layers. So versions of yourself during and other large amount of other beings have things going on with long-term chess moves where they have set up a kind of it's like a mousetrap kind of concept for taking the bait for an inevitable realization that if they put somebody on the timeline in this particular place, they're going to be heavily targeted. And it's going to be a big thing that's going to affect a lot of people, a lot of things throughout the timeline. So many beings are doing this, but they also see the future and they're interacting with future versions of themselves that know that the timeline needs it and needs to be resolved with eventual versions of herself on this timeline. Having to do with this part of what's going on here to help resolve those versions of herself that have been heavily targeted. And essentially, time travelers are infiltrating their zero point of that timeline and learning about their entire timeline to try to limit it and convert it into dark versions of them that aren't facing their mantle of responsibility and allowing all their abilities that in their quest for power to blind them to what is being siphoned off from them in strategy to suppress future generations themselves and so much other stuff. So essentially, we're the resolution for them as well as other versions of us that are synced in unity because it's a big job, so you can't just do it alone at all. Then there are, so just drop that there. There's then two versions of yourself that's going into the future. No. Okay, one is a version of yourself that is viewing the timeline in a high awareness to try to... what are these? Okay, you have many versions of yourself in the future during this point in timeline. These two are tangent timelines that have a manifestation in what they're trying to anchor this reality and then pull it into theirs. Expression are doing misguidedly. One has to do with Lemuria, the other has to do with it's essentially a being. These two were beings that were born in the future that have time traveled back to the past and have entangled with it that way, and are similar to the Atlantis one that I've described, where they're heavily targeted. One would be located near the expansion of Earth going into her original seventh density dimensional state of being that, like, right when she started, and then was essentially dropped down in consciousness and experience in reality. Oh, something doesn't want me to talk about that one second.
Hello, Kat. How are you doing? Seventh dimensional reality.
I heard a big, like, don't say that. Let's see. Okay, because that essentially is a point in the timeline that's being targeted by lots of being. I'm trying to go for what they're trying not to get me to say and be like, why don't you want me to say this? Because they're, when I'm saying they, I'm talking about the negative something. So I'm trying not to get it confused, because sometimes when I say they, it's like the positive guys. It depends on the intention I'm talking about. I shouldn't do that, so I'm sorry for the confusion.
I know, it's very difficult, because they, you know, is contextual, and we often know what we're talking about. Yeah. And it's good, because computers don't really get that. So, you know, they or that, or, you know, they don't like that, do they? Meanwhile.
So their main chess move is trying to extend out what's going on here, in this point in the timeline, with the graduation timeline that we're expressing, where all timelines manifest in their chess moves of what is, this truth. They're trying to delay, stall, and push out those critical moments of consciousness awakening, Earth getting her power back, throwing off the parasites, raising her vibrational state to up from third density, where it's brought down to fourth, and then in full integration, because there's many different aspects to that, then fifth and sixth and seventh. So this is at when she's back at seventh, and it's trying to delay that point. And then there's essentially they're trying to steal energy from multiple versions of you, as well as the population, to do and extend that out with their authority. Then you've got a version of yourself that is having its energy stolen to try to gain access to a new universe that's being created. Am I allowed to talk about this? Not that much. Let's just say it's
on our key. I've just asked my higher self to deal with that. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. Okay. So, yeah. And you're doing a lot of time travel you've been in the process of trying to already keep that from being, and we're finding about more doorways and then blocking those off, and as they lose more of their power because they're showing their chess moves. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, actually, that just moved quite a lot, though. I feel, you know, there was a good chunk of thing that moved there.
Okay, that was three of the blockages. What's the other one? Okay, it has to do with you this lifetime, so it's something to do with your heart technology. I'm looking at one second. Okay, something in the zero point and one of the ring, there's a, with, back to my original thought, I keep tangent time, going off in tangents, but there, in your, baseline of your heart technology that can be added to in different operating systems and shaped to different beliefs, expanded upon in like psychic keyboards, all this. You have, besides the zero point, you have spheres around your heart that are like clear and like have more spheres around them, and they all have things that are like presence and files, direct connections to other beings, versions of yourself, operating system technology, abilities. So that, so there's some, what is this? Okay, this is also something, that's a blockage on your other paradox bodies. So just magnetize this like five times, with this version of yourself and those four other timelines where you're auditing everything with that. And, it has to do, okay, of course, it has to do with your temporal abilities. So your temporal body, which is amalgamation of all filing systems you have to do with time and interaction with time. Mostly besides the emanation of light, also interacting with your light body. And its spirit abilities, this has to do with a big, okay, it has to do with the abilities you're linking up with in the galactic central sun version of yourself that has passed down to you this operating system that needs auditing, of all different things that could try to steal its ability and reproduce it somewhere else, like I said previously. So I'm auditing that with your higher self in all lines of it. Essentially, it's mostly for your reality ship and correcting your course and expanding upon that creation. Because I think I told you about this. It's like a multidimensional ship that you can shift into multiple looking residual images and change them all the time and add to the creation around your being. It could even be a white orb if you wanted it to be. It could be a pirate ship. It doesn't matter. And it can be visually looked upon in the internal self with a wheel that, like the wheel of time, that helps you course correct how you operate with that timeline. I am not allowed to fully say the operations of this technology. You will be getting downloads of intuitive information of how to operate it, and I will be able to expand upon it more in private. I'm not allowed to give this technology out to the public.
Okay.
Yet. That makes sense?
Yeah. Because it's, as you say, it's a long-term chess game, and there are consequences for saying things, and you don't want to get too many of them.
Did you want to go into anything else? There's lots of things we could cover. Veils. It's an interesting topic in like blockage manifestation I've been finding.
Okay, let's go there. Blockage manifestation. Like you mean manifesting a blockage that can, you know, how blockages are manifested, yeah?
Yeah, they like to manifest so many different ways. They're put on everyone. They have lots of, the negative forces have lots of different back doors they could access to insert them. And they'll mostly do, in a weird fashion where, they're trying to predict what you're going to be doing so that they can focus on blocking those things that you'd be manifesting to put a little rock in your pathway, low effort, low energy on their state so they can use the stolen energy that they'd also not being used to suppress you, go off to other places. So it's like, you know, business for them. They will usually do it made of your own stolen energy, hijack spiritual contract that's like, oh, you have to have this blockage because reasons. And then if you were to look into those reasons and audit them and like, who approved this, it's not me. It's something mimicking my frequency. And some of these blockages can go away. Some of them are a contract, like an obstacle course for that being to have an internal things for their resolution so they can learn that system and then use that to heal others. That would be what the things that only they can remove. Things in the shadow self, things in all the energetic bodies, the mental blocks, the curses of their own kind of block, the veils that put over our perception to block us in many different layers and consciousness and experience, which has huge layers to it in itself. And this, the secret space program used these to like make, amnesia barriers and, progressively enforce those over time because they're kind of set up where they can't maintain themselves over time and break down. But later in life and you get more bleed overs of memories and feeling states, emotions come back first. It's all stored in your DNA. Anyway. veils of dreaming awareness to cut you off from your dreams. If they will do this for beings that like have a very advanced dreaming body so that they can't connect to everything that's going on in their dream, because if they did, they would change their timeline all the time. They would get better perspective. They would integrate more. They would get more knowingness and just expand. There's like grid concepts that are put over, like they're, it's scaled up and down, like for the body around like the chakra systems and the meridians and other things. Every one of these technologies, the truth movement is twisting the understanding a little bit. They're making it about the construct or the geometry or the thing that, or the origin of who came up with it or the mystery school. I don't like them, that, all that stuff. You can reverse every technology, reverse engineer it, get rid of all the hijacking qualities and make it for your own. Also ask your higher self if they've got an even better version, like, instead of the Volkswagen Beetle, you get a Ferrari of like whatever construct that is that it's been using before. All these things are hijackable. Everything's hijackable. You have to, the trick is getting it unhijacked and more and more and more, because there's also camouflage with that. So we unhijack things all the time just by our coming and going energy. We're just not aware of it. If we understand the process of the functioning of unhijacking things, such as creating sacred space that audits every technology we're interacting with by cultivating bliss, because we're constantly looking for ways to create bliss that adds to our being. It tracks charge into our being so that we can use it for reasons, lots of reasons you can use energy for. Beautiful. Like, you can make
cultivating bliss. I like that one too.
Yeah, you can make systems where you're interacting with your higher self to unblock these things. Some of them are booby traps, so they're not to be underestimating. Some of the blockages, some of them have suicide programs, so it's, you gotta learn how to release trapped emotions. There's a lot of things. I can teach people, how to do this stuff. I've been getting rid of that. I've been dealing with my own suicide, programs, and I've come out on top multiple times. It's pretty horrible though, the experience, and I don't wish it upon anyone. The curses, all that. So I can remove all that stuff. I will be doing more videos soon. I getting my website up. So I'll be teaching people how to do this progressively, but I'm not just allowed to give like little hints about how to do the ability without the teaching behind it that keeps them from getting their arm hurt really bad, or like as a metaphor for like, what could be triggered from the turn of events of going against that. But that suppression system that's put up on especially powerful beings, because they really don't want them to access those memories or the abilities that they've targeted. Like, oh, if he gets that ability, we're done, kind of thing. But not to like, because people can get very resourceful. So if they're cautious and not in fear, I believe they can come out on top, but not underestimating things is also a weakness because it is a doorway into your defenses kind of thing.
Exactly. It's, you know, you have an open heart and somebody's wanting to, you know, take a spoon to it. You know,
oh.
Help themselves to a little lump of it, you know? Go ahead.
Also with the eclipse, there's a lot of technology that people can tune into with the eclipse energy. Is there another one coming up?
The next one's in August, apparently. And that's really the big one, particularly for America, because it's going right down the line. It's right, it kind of cuts America in two, apparently. That's what the other Sean was saying. That one's the most significant one. But this is it's very nice to have a full moon eclipse in Pisces. Is it a full moon eclipse? Yeah, new moon eclipse.
Yeah.
It's sun conjunct moon, isn't it? Yeah, new moon eclipse in Pisces. Beautiful.
So, like, when I tune into the sun and the moon when they're doing that activity, and they want to give me something that I can express to people en masse, you could do some type of ceremony that involves accessing that application of the sacred of your heart, and creating sacred space around you and interacting with your bubble of reality, not being in recreational mode. And be able to help program you and your reality for what you want to do. Cause it's, most people it's about, not the huge, huge stuff like, oh, I want to manifest this huge ability, but practical stuff that helps them get by and balance themselves into where then they can start asking the big questions and start like, ooh, what can I do with this technology? Like the moon. Very old, like it's in Native American culture, grandmother moon, older than the planet. It's got so much stuff going on with it, and a lot of conspiracies going around with it. So I'm not going to interfere with that perceptions because I don't want to like, oh, but he said that and all that stuff. But, the moon has a consciousness that you can interact with. It's got negative and positive stuff going on it. In interaction that is interacting with the planet. So I'm not going to deny that there's things like that happening. But it can be filtered in your interaction points with it because it does have an emanation that is in an astrological effect to the person. It's very high density consciousness being. Okay, there's some things going on with them. She incarnates in multiple beings on this planet. A lot of the planets like to do that with big movers and shakers on the timeline. I'm not going to talk about them. But, you know, celebrities, musicians, all that stuff. They have, like, a frequency to them that interacts with the collectives in every signature frequency of consciousness on this planet, micro and macro. She has a huge awareness of technology, multidimensional. She is a hotel for many beings that are visiting this place and want to know what's going on here without actually getting entangled with Earth and its huge drama and all the stuff that comes along with it. Many different beings in and out of her, in dimensional space in between the atoms in her. Many versions of the people on this planet have versions of self on the moon that are in a non-corporeal format that are in those inner realms that are not like, I mean, there are like bases, but you know, I'm not talking about that. She's got a whole technology that interacts with a large percentage of the population's DNA lineages for many different reasons, some more than others. And when I use this technology, I call it like the Luna body or the moon body. And it's got a whole fortress into itself. It's got if you're wanting to work with the moon, like I'd start there and then like going outward and like what kind of energy you can interact with and what you can do with this energy, what she knows and can access in her libraries of information. information, abilities, and skill sets, as well as the sun that's interacting with her in this kind of union format that creates a gateway and portal of activity on this planet, off planet, and the beings that are interacting here and their branches of higher selves that are not wasting this opportunity anytime it comes, unless they're unaware of what they can do or are in fear, which isn't as, even if the physical manifest being, is in fear, their higher self's not always going to be that way. Depends on what's been done to them, because they might be under constant attack, so I'm not gonna... Anyway. So, what they're giving me in that kind of concept, in you could see it as like a stream of light and information that's coming to your being and interacting with, because if you're a being that wants a direct connection to the sun or source or a version of your... the sun and the moon, or a version of yourself if you want to start slower, because they do, the planetary bodies, these macrocosmic beings do have drama around them. So there's going to be beings trying to infiltrate any, microcosmic beings that are gaining that technology to interact with them and try to fuck with that experience or like convert what that being originally thought, like, oh, this is a negative experience, like get them in emotional, mind control to get them to think that what was going to be originally positive experience that a negative being came and said like, oh, I got to make them seem like and get them in fear of like ever connecting to the moon again. So because if they did, wow, this big thing. So they want to keep that back at all costs. But if that does not sway you in fear and then you can realize that you can take on anything as an infinite being. But still not underestimate it, then you can stay balanced as that heavy stone. The portals, again, like, there's many different types of portals. So, like, when you're looking at things in sci-fi of, like, the jump portals and all that stuff that exists, it's physical portals, not necessarily the most used portal. Because there's a lot of clearance level for that technology that goes on. So energy portals, auric portals, blood portals, planetary portals, linkage of energy streams, and quantum tunneling effects at the small micro energetic level kind of portals and linkage to your reality bubble field. And integration, downloading, it's filtered and audited by source if you can prevent, you know, to prevent any negative shit, so that you gain huge amounts of wisdom, processing capacity, operating this reality, manifesting abilities. Your higher selves in the sun will definitely know a lot of things going on in this reality and be able to audit a lot, so they can definitely help you. But if you get like a checklist of the things that you want to help manifest, then you can bring it into that energetic ceremony application of sacred. And then also there's a lot of, because it amplifies a lot of stuff. Times, let me get what they're offering in amplification for this next one. Outrageous number, huge, okay, but it's not like the most, there are different degrees of amplification to the things depending on who you are, what you're activating in your technology, how sacred you're getting, what relationship you have with those two heavenly bodies. Outside that, cause you can essentially create a bilocated version of yourself that interacts with the sun and the moon and then extends out to multiple other places in the galaxy universe and then bring that into a no time field that you're doing all these different timeline activity in a temporary bilocated version of yourself and then add all those years of wisdom back in a few seconds as if you never left in interaction, communication during that eclipse. Anyway,
so I should review this show in August as well. Maybe I'll put a thing.
You see, if there's like a blockage that I can remove that like would keep people from accessing the, cause they would, negative beings would, besides using this to carry out their own agendas, try to limit beings from connecting to this eclipse in a positive format. Okay, so the biggest blockage I see in interaction has to do with this eclipse interacting with most beings' crown chakra. Above their heads is like a stream pillar of light that comes and goes as like an antenna of information that then is processed in the body and then brought into storage and emanation and reception. As well as in your heart technology, depending on who you, especially if you're a big mover and shaker or you've interacted with the moon or this sun in collective consciousness as a celestial oracle, then that they would be in the third ring of your heart in direct connection communication, so you could set up a telepathic linkage and start communicating with them, accessing their information and knowledge and wisdom. Then, essentially, if you're asking for upgrades from them and they know what to do that will help you at the time, you will probably have processing centers above your head that will need to be audited to in ways so that nothing negatively tries to steal that technology. And that will do a lot. I'm seeing the huge, vast amount of things. It's going to help your higher self more, especially at first, and then you'll see that bleed over into reality as you progress. So, did you have any ideas of what you would want to do?
That's like saying, you know, to a man who's only got a bicycle, would you like a spaceship? That's like, I've got an electric bicycle. Anyway, what would be the most useful, what would save me the most time in my world, you know?
Save you the most time in your world, let's see.
Or what would relieve me of the time-consuming things of my world? Because, you know, that's when I get stressed, it's because of time, as I haven't got enough time to do things like, you know, putting a show together. I felt very nauseous from the stress of having to put this together, by the way. It wasn't that easy. So anyway, please go ahead.
Sorry about that. So in your intuition, basically, how would you, with your situations, make notes? Okay, let me see it. I'm getting the understanding of this. So, with back into our original understanding, your heart technology has these vortexes coming out of it. In depending on who you are, what your DNA technology, your light body records, and what you've interacted in different mystery schools of psionic operating systems and specialties of abilities, what your heart's going to look like. But essentially in baseline, front vortex, back vortex, you're going to have streams of light that are coming in and out of your heart. These streams of light have you can see as like strings or wire. And some of them you can reprogram to be that wire that you put into the sock hole of like a different part of your body to connect your heart to your crown.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. What I've called it in the past is spontaneous mudra. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the 1940s telephone exchange operator. Yeah, takes exactly. A wire and pulls it out of a console, and it's got a sliding little wire, you know, a little extending wire, and then plugs it into a socket on the wall in front of her. Yeah. you're describing what I'm kind of imagining that is happening. Because, okay, so when I meditate, this is what happens to me. My hands make these movements. I have my thumb will touch a fingertip, usually the index finger. But sometimes not, sometimes small, you know, different fingers. And it's like I'm allowing my body to make these movements because it kind of unwinds itself. It feels better to do it than to not do it. It feels like I'm taking very fine threads, that are emanating from my body, grabbing onto them and plugging them into a different part of my body. And there's a kind of bayonet thing, you know, like a bayonet, when I wire up speakers, there's a speak-on connector, which you plug in and then you push around a little bit to the right and it locks it in as a bayonet fitting. There is the kind of bayonet movement at the end of, you know, this plugs in and then it's a slight, like, lock-in feeling. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Fabulous. Yeah, All right. I've been doing this for a while, but I haven't got words for it.
That's a great way to do it.
What do you call this?
I don't...
you don't have a word for it either.
Other things in many cultures, I'm calling it, like, heart wires, because you can essentially connect... Well, they're not just in the heart, but you can... Uh-huh. Yeah, you can take this stream of connection and energetically connect it to other parts of your operating system, your organs, your cells of your body, and make it go all the way down and up, your reality bubble, your other versions of yourself, higher density versions of this manifest self version of you that's like kind of anchorage for your multidimensional higher self. That is also a chain. You would be interacting with your fourth density self first, that is in awareness of your timeline, your fourth density dimensional self, awareness of your timeline, timeline management, and being able to integrate that knowingness into the now by connecting that to your crown chakra and your heart and your root, and then also connecting a heart wire to the earth so that you can ground that information and then ask for initiation in that process so that you can not avoid the lessons and the responsibility and be able to reclaim it in a second if you lose it at any point because you were approved for it. And you would, if you were to lose it, it'd be like a quarantine, like, oh, we got to get rid of these assholes that are stealing your shit. And after that, you'll be way stronger in this ability. You just got to like be like, okay. You know, like I'd rather lose my power than it go to harming any other being is what I've learned. And it made me cry when I found out that was happening. So that kind of thing.
So,
and that leads to a lot of upgrade stuff and your psychic communication network and communication systems and your internal radio system that you want to set up and broadcast and get it better and better and the rules of reality working so that like, oh, I don't want these negative beings to hear my show, but I want my good versions of myself that I want to empower to hear this show and make all the rules and broadcast with the planets, the solar system, all the things you need to do, that don't also attract negative beings to you. You could probably set up a trap too, if you wanted. It's like everything that hears your voice is entangled with your rules or reality and has entered your game, kind of thing.
I think maybe that's already happening. but yeah, there's a sense that there's an energy that's going out, and I can feel it coming back. And so oftentimes when I'm a little bit, you know, a bit tired and a bit depleted, doing a radio show really takes it out of me. I feel like all my energy's gone, and it's quite amazing that it took several years for it to be for it to start looping back to me. But now there's a nice flow, and so it's like the stuff that I was doing three years ago is now spreading out there. It's now touching It's the universe that it lives in. The bubble is expanding and expanding into other people's realities a lot more. So that, you know, the YouTubes are getting watched and all of that stuff.
You also have a new upgrade, and I'm like getting like you're getting constant upgrades every radio station you do, because you're also interacting with the crowd backward and forwards in time of everything that's hearing you. Taking a sip of water.
Upgrades. Yes. A couple of years ago, I got this this really. It was quite loud. If it could be loud, yes, just like the cat. It was quite loud as a message, but it's wordless. It's a feeling, but it really translated to a very kind of machine-like, and it says, "I am your requested upgrade." that was a very strange day. I kind of got this, sense that I had to, this is when I first gave up eating meat and, improving my body and all these things that just after this, you know, it's like, I'm the upgrade and I've come to improve your life and I'm going to kick ass. So that's what it did. It stopped me eating meat. It made me very ill when I ate meat. And so I stopped eating meat and bread and all these things. So I'm a lot more healthy consciousness these days. Still not brilliant, but better. And I have a very different relationship, and this is what it's all about, is the very different relationship with any flesh that I eat. You know, there's a real consciousness to it. It's really like, oh, thank you very much for giving your life my dinner, my upliftment, my continued existence. So that really has changed my outlook on that.
Oh yeah, yeah. And expanding upon that, because like that involves the understanding and science of food alchemy and spirituality, of interacting with everything you ingest and make a part of your being. Every tea that you have has elementals in it that are interacting with your body to do commerce, to become part of you, and then go through experience processing. Because water does a lot. It purifies a lot of things. It absorbs the negative energy of your body in exchange for a lot of other stuff because it's able to process it easier. As it gets more energy in it to its system, it can purify itself. But we don't set up our environment to help that process along.
Just to say, Saffron's asking, in the chat room, do we also get upgrades just listening to the shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Loyal listener upgrades, absolutely, Vanessa.
Yeah. your voice carries weight. It has, every second you talk normal voice, you emit a little over a quadrillion soul codes of information that are essentially like pieces to the puzzle, for multidimensional beings that are accepting that sound frequency light, and integrating it. This also goes into light language and then using music and your voice to heal. And using that technology of the wave modulations and frequency and vibration and emanence to carry that, locomotion to helping the reality or the chain to create change in some way. You're upgrading people just by talking all the time.
So
been getting a lot of dream upgrades. Also
really?
Consciousness. Let me, the food, every one of the beings on this planet that is part of the food chain has higher density and dimensional versions of themselves that are in the, like if it's a cow and it's connected to a multidimensional cow that's expanded into multiple universes because I've seen them and collective consciousnesses, they're playing the game very interestingly. They know that they have dead man switches that they can increase the fortress of themselves for every being that they've eaten. They can end the game for if anything tries to attack them or take them out of the reality. They have like, oh, you ate me. You accepted my light into me. I can create all these chess moves back in time with other versions of yourself. So they're the
that works very both ways actually.
Yeah.
One of the things that I discovered through discussing with Jessica Morocco, my Thursday host, is that we would perhaps offer ourselves as a sacrifice, but every time that we were eaten by some badass reptilian dude, as it were, our DNA would be in them and would therefore tag them for later collection.
Yes.
And this is how a lot of them are being rounded up right now.
Yes, yeah, that's a beautiful way to describe it. Absolutely.
I'm glad these aren't completely crazy thoughts that you're at. I mean, I don't know, you may be even more crazy than everybody, but you're kind of it makes sense to me what you're talking about. It makes sense as, what my experience has been. You see? Because I've got nothing else to base it against, I just hold those experiences and thought, that's an interesting thing to note. And then I get on with my life, and I have to get on with a lot of things, every 2 hours is a whole different host, a whole different show, a whole different mindset, and everything's moving on. So, everything moves on very, very quickly. And I think the internet radio method of evolving humanity it's a good model. We could use it on other planets.
Yeah. we probably are, but I don't know. I just got like a interesting bunch of messages, what? So I'm kind of zoning out on the question. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left, and it's been absolutely fascinating, very fast moving, very. Stimulating mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Thank you very much. Now, listen, do you have a website? How do people get hold of you?
You can contact me on Facebook, Sean, SEANBOND, or my Yahoo email, SN_BOND@yahoo.com. I will be having a website up very shortly, and I will plug that in if we have another show. And then I'll be putting out videos on my YouTube channel that will have the same name.
There'll be so many people who will be, tuning in from the, on the YouTube, certainly. Definitely certainly welcome another time on the show. Sean Bonn, it's been absolutely fantastic. Are there any messages, not necessarily for me, but for the audience, or those who are listening, perhaps?
You're all wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. I was much more prepared for this show. I gotten very strong, so I can interact in backwards, forwards in time with the audience. So thank you for the support and the support spiritually. I can definitely feel the difference. You're just wonderful. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. You may feel like you're little power or powerless, or you're not doing that much for the world, and then you find out that the other versions of you and your higher self are doing way more to help this reality than you were prepared for. And as you learn more and more about how to do that yourself in conscious awareness, you can be a very big mover and shaker on this timeline. So thank you.
Oh, wow. What a brilliant message. Absolutely spot on, Sean. Thank you very much. Sean Bond on the eclipse. Oh, I'm getting shivers down my legs. All right. This has been a rather synchronous, spontaneous, spiritually uplifting Ever Beyond with Sean Bond. Thank you very much and good night. Beyond.